In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. On the night Jesus gave us the Lord's Supper, the devil entered Judas Iscariot, as we just heard, and Judas left to betray his Lord. That same night, the devil oppressed all the disciples. Peter denied his Lord. All the disciples ran away from him. The shepherd was struck, the sheep scattered. Now, Jesus explicitly blames the devil for all of this. The devil always uses times of tension and pain to divide the flock, to scatter Christians, to make us think only of ourselves and not of others. Now, in our case, we are literally scattered. We can't meet 150 of us together on a Sunday morning at the same time as we're used to. But if that were the only thing the devil has accomplished through this, it wouldn't amount to much at all. We're all still listening to the Word of God, hearing services and sermons online, reading our Bibles, praying. Many of us are still coming on Sundays or weekdays to receive the Lord's Supper. So in this, the devil has failed. We may be scattered, but we still know our shepherd and hear his voice. But that's not the only thing the devil tempts us with. He's also trying to divide us from each other, not only in space, but in our thinking, in our judging of one another. Our media is abuzz right now with finding someone to blame every single day, someone to criticize, and it's very easy to do, whether it's the president or the CDC or Dr. Fauci or whatever. And the devil will try it among us too. Lord, deliver us from this evil. Some of us have continued to come to church in small groups. Some have decided for all sorts of different reasons to stay home during this pandemic. So what does the devil do? He sees the difference. He sees the apparent division, and he'll attack. On the one side, he wants those still coming to church to judge the hearts of those staying home, as if they're staying home because they don't really want to be in church, or because they don't really desire to take the body and blood of their Lord Jesus for their forgiveness, or because they're so terrified of death that they do anything, even stop coming to church to avoid it. And then on the other side, the devil will attack and tempt those staying at home to judge those coming to church in small groups as if they aren't being careful or aren't taking the virus seriously enough or aren't being mindful of how pandemics spread and so aren't loving their neighbors. Now, these kinds of thoughts are raging all over the country. That's why I bring them up. The devil always uses a crisis to pit Christians one against the other. And God forbid him to do it here at Mount Hope. Knowledge puffs up, St. Paul says, but love builds up. The devil is a liar. He's a divider. He hates us. He wants us miserable. And that's why he tempts us to judge one another. There's nothing more miserable than living life judging everyone. When Jesus says, judge not, he's talking precisely about judging the hearts, not the actions, but the hearts of our fellow Christians. And that's what we can't do. It's the devil's game, and we don't play it because we're Christians. We love our Lord Jesus because he has loved us and poured his blood out for us. And receiving his body and his blood is our priceless treasure above everything else on this earth. Now, I can't imagine our brothers and sisters staying at home are anything but heartbroken that they aren't receiving Christ's body and blood. They're learning what the words that we sing so often mean. Oft have I with sighs fast thronging thought upon this food with longing. In the battle well nigh worsted for this cup of life have thirsted for the friend who here invites us and to God himself unites us. It's like the Israelites saying by the rivers of Babylon in captivity, far away from Jerusalem, far away from the temple, from church, wishing so much to be there, but they couldn't. If I forget you, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget its skill. If I do not remember you, let my tongue cling to the roof of my mouth. If I do not exalt Jerusalem above my highest joy. And so do Christians. We exalt the Lord's Supper above our highest joy. Anytime Christians have to be away from church, away from the sacrament, it grieves our hearts. And it's impossible impossible for the Christian hearts to judge another Christian for coming to receive the body and blood of Christ. If the devil tempts this way, if he points to the plague, to COVID-19, to the pandemic, and says there can be no church whatsoever, no meeting of Christians to eat and drink the body and blood of Christ, even if all precautions are taken and they're meeting in small groups within the law, then you should laugh at the devil. Who could believe such a ridiculous lie? As if God would want us to go to Walmart to get Wonder Bread, but would forbid us from coming to church to get the bread of life. As if one Christian could begrudge another Christian the body and blood of his Lord and Savior. No, devil. We have a different spirit. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. But above all, it's the Lord Jesus himself and the supper that he gives us that beat down the devil's lies and all of his temptations and all of his attempts at bringing disunity. We are all bound together in him, we Christians. In this supper, not only do we receive forgiveness from our Lord Jesus, but we are joined one to another through him. We eat the same body. We drink the same blood. We live as branches, as Jesus says, from the same vine. Our life comes from the same source. We become one body, and that's the body of Christ. This is the reason, actually, for the name Maundy Thursday. Maundy comes from the Latin for command, and the command of our Lord Jesus tonight, when he gave his supper, is love one another. As I have loved you, so you love one another. And it's at times like this that we should especially be practicing this love. We all miss seeing one another together. We all miss kneeling together at the same altar. We all look forward to the time when we'll kneel again together and receive together from our Lord's hands what we all hunger and thirst for. But until then, let's remind ourselves every single day that we are one body, that we are bound in love for one another. And it's no fickle love. It's no love that can be snapped by a virus or by economic uncertainty or destroyed by the devil's lies. No, this is the love of our Lord Jesus, of our God and of our brother, who is not ashamed to call us friends, to lay down his life for us, to rescue us from the misery of living a life judging one another and justifying ourselves and pretending we are holier than other people. The God who suffered to become our righteousness before God, who died to reconcile us to God and give us his Holy Spirit, by whom we all cry out to the same God, Abba, Father, so that we can all sing together, his body and his blood I've taken, in his blessed supper feast divine. Now I will never be forsaken, for I am his and he is mine. And then the devil loses. He loses. He divided the disciples on the night Jesus was betrayed, but Christ brought them back to himself after crushing death and the devil under his feet and rising again. And the devil loses now, because this supper still unites us, everyone in this church. Even though we're separated by distance, even though some wait to take it, it still unites us in love for one another, as we remember in faith the great sacrifice and love our God poured out to give this supper to us. God grant this to us for Jesus' sake. In his name, amen.